Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Hey everybody, welcome back. This is your host Neo Gentrix, and we're here with Food for Thought, Thoughts If It Were You, a Dark Cancer Productions, back at 3 a.m. here in Houston. How you guys doing? Welcome back to Season 3. Like I said last time, we're going to be talking about different types of drugs or narcotics. They fall into different categories, like I mentioned before, each one of them having their own specific category. And last time, I think I mentioned what one of them was. It was opioids, which are a type of painkiller or such. Okay, today we're going to be talking about what they are, probably name a few, and then in the next couple of days we'll talk about a couple of different specific opioids, what their effects are, what they do, and things to be aware of moving forward. After that, we'll go into a couple of the other categories as well, including hallucinogens and so on and so on, because I feel like these are rather important right now, and these are topics people should be talking about or discussing, but for whatever reason, they're ignoring. So if this is still for you and you want to keep listening, by all means, stick tuned. Otherwise, check out my other episodes for self-help, related topics, things that you should know but probably didn't know, things that you do know but didn't know how to affect them properly, and other things of the like. Like I said, there's more to come and a lot to come this year, so hopefully you all will be willing to stick with me as we progress through this journey together. Next up, what is an opioid? Welcome back, everybody. Here we are. And we're going to go ahead and start off with the question of what is an opioid, because I know there are people out there who don't have any idea what this is. Alright, so, to get started, what is an opioid? An opioid is a class of drug that are used to relieve pain. But, like any other drug, in many different fashions and ways and possibilities, it's also... or rather, it has a high potential for being very addictive and easy to overdose on. I mean, it's easy to argue that any drug is easy to overdose on, but you'd be surprised. There are some out there that are designed in a way where it's not as easy to OD as you would think, and you would need to consume quite a bit of certain things to OD. But anyway, opioids, in general, they are derived from the opium poppy plant, and include natural substances such as morphine, codeine, and thibane, as well as some synthetic substances such as the well-known infamous fentanyl, carfentanil, and oxycodone. So, anyway, I mean, let me rephrase it like this. These are all different forms of opioids, or certain ones will contain multiple of these mixed in it. Typically, an opioid isn't just one specific thing. Depending on how it's being distributed or produced, it could be a mix of substances, both natural and synthetic, or it could be one specific one that's been extracted. Okay, so opioids work by binding to specific receptors in the brain and spinal cord, reducing the perception of pain. They are, in a manner of speaking, they also produce a sense of euphoria and relaxation, which can lead to misuse and addiction in some people's cases. Like, they like that peaceful feeling, and they want to maintain it, so they keep taking the drug even though they don't need it. Doctors, if they ever prescribe opioids, usually typically only prescribe them for short-term pain management. You know, like after a surgery or major level injury. However, they can also be prescribed for chronic pain, such as the... cancer patients. Typically cancer patients. When used by a directed healthcare professional, they can be very effective in managing pain, but they should be used with caution and under close medical supervision, because they need to be able to watch your reactions to it to make sure that it's not affecting you in any way that it shouldn't, and that you don't become codependent on it being there, you know? In other words, long-term use of opioids can lead to physical dependence, which means that the body adapts to the drug and then becomes, dependent or more reliant on more of it if it wants to, achieve that same effect that it's been getting before. This is why you can't take the same medicine over and over and over again. For some people, taking NyQuil helps them fall asleep, but it also helps, you know, cure certain instances, the flu or whatnot. But in some people's case, because they take it so readily every time they have the flu, it has almost no effect, if it has any effect whatsoever. That being said, should you ever stop taking it in response to some of these, like, let's say you're sick ongoingly, but you keep taking NyQuil, well, this can also lead to withdrawal symptoms when you stop taking that drug. I'm not saying NyQuil is an opioid, I'm just using it as an example. Misuse of opioids can lead to an addiction which is characterized by compulsive drug-seeking behaviors and the inability to control how much of it you use. Like when you go to get it, instead of reading the bottle and taking what you normally would take as a recommended dosage, you take more of it. Well, you don't even look at it. You just fill it like a shot glass and you just take it. Opioid addiction has become a major public health crisis in the United States, which is resulting in high numbers of overdose deaths every year. So it's definitely a major problem, though I don't know how they're handling it, so beats the heck out of me. We have a lot of counseling and crisis centers for this type of thing to check a person's mental evaluation, their health, their behaviors. But anyway, the best way to prevent opioid overdose is to just avoid using them altogether if you can help it. But if they are prescribed, it's also important to take them only as directed by the healthcare professionals. Please, please don't mix them with any other substances or medications, especially alcohol. Okay, because the effects of the drug change depending on what alcohol, how strong the alcohol is, and how it mixes with that said drug. That's one way to put it, honestly. Anyway, so in summary, opioids are a class of drugs that are used to relieve pain, but they also have a high potential for addiction and overdose, and it's important to be aware of the risks and to take steps to prevent yourself and your loved ones from, you know, becoming overly stimulated by it. There's something I want to go ahead and talk about. I mentioned before that there are natural and synthetic opioids. I'm going to focus on the synthetic one for a moment. First off, what is a synthetic opioid? A synthetic one is a man-made drug that mimics the effect of the natural occurring opioids, such as morphine and codeine. And for obvious reasons. Synthetic opioids include fentanyl, carfentanil, and tramadol. Tramadol is not as well known as the other two, but fentanyl being the more popular one and more common one in particular, has been responsible for a large number of overdose deaths in the recent years and has seemed to pop up again in 2023 and end of 2022 for some weird reason. This is because it is so much stronger than the other opioids, and even a small amount of it can be fatal. Extremely so. Synthetic opioids have become a major contributor to the opioid crisis in the United States, as they are often more easily available and cheaper than natural opioids. They are also more likely to be mixed with other substances, which, as you would guess, would increase the risk of overdose. It's important to note that synthetic opioids can be prescribed by healthcare professionals, again, you know, for the management of severe pain, but they should only be taken under close medical supervision, or at least with somebody nearby who knows what they're doing. The misuse of synthetic opioids can lead to addiction, overdose, and death. Very quickly, I might add. If you or a loved one is struggling with an opioid addiction, it's important to seek help. Treatment options include medication-assisted therapy, behavioral therapy, support groups. You'd be surprised how helpful a support group really is. In summary, you know, synthetic opioids, like I said, they're man-made drugs. They mimic the effects of natural opioids, but they are often more potent and more dangerous. It's easy to misuse them, and the misuse of a synthetic opioid can lead to addiction, overdose. And it's important to, you know, be aware of the risks and to seek help if you need it. They're very, very dangerous. Everybody, one last thing to cover before we move forward. Well, with the rest of this episode, this will be the last thing I cover today, because next time we're going to be talking about one of the more common organic opioids. I think we'll talk about one or two of them, and then the next episode we'll talk about some of the synthetic ones like fentanyl. But first, before we get into that, like I said, one of the things I wanted to cover was synthetic versus organic, and I already told you what a synthetic opioid is, and a natural one is pretty obvious what it is, based off of the description I've given earlier, so... But for the sake of clarity and sanity, let me go ahead and mention right now that there is a major difference between synthetic and... Okay, first off, synthetic opioids are man-made drugs that mimic the natural effects of naturally reoccurring opioids, such as morphine and codeine, and they are more potent and dangerous than their natural counterparts. Examples of synthetic opioids, again, are fentanyl, carfentanil, and tramadol. Organic opioids, on the other hand, are derived from the opium poppy plant, and they include drugs like morphine, codeine, and oxycodone. These drugs have been in use for centuries to treat pain, but they also have a high potential for overdose and addiction, and the opioid crisis here in the United States has been driven in large part by the proliferation of synthetic opioids, i.e. fentanyl, in particular, has been responsible for a large number of overdose deaths in the recent years. And this is because it's way, way stronger than all the other opioids. And, like I said before, even a small amount of it is fatal. However, it's important to note that both synthetic and organic opioids can be and that the opioid crisis is still a very complex issue with a lot of factors to consider. And when I say a lot, I mean multiple different things. There's a lot of reasons why people are either overdosing or abusing or extremely addicted to some of this stuff, and a lot of it isn't by natural causes. A lot of it is not because the person's just a natural addict. Some of them are regular everyday people who were prescribed it once and felt good about it or listened to some idiot, or accidentally took more than they should have, and they got a high, and they liked it. At any rate, the best way to prevent opioid overdose is to avoid using opioids altogether. But if they are prescribed, it's important to take them only as directed by healthcare professionals, and to never mix them with any other substances, especially alcohol. Okay? Like I said before, I am no healthcare professional or, you know, scientist of any nature, all right? But all this information I'm giving you are natural information that's available both on the web and in textbooks in the library, you know, for those people who still go to libraries like me, to read up on. It's available. It's free information you can go look up online and learn about the stuff that you're unaware of. Don't just take something because someone says it makes you feel better, especially if it's a white powder and you don't know what its, you know, general purpose is or what it's called. God forbid it's a white powder. At any rate, it's important to know the signs of overdose, which include shallow breathing, blue lips or nails, which, you know, is obvious, unresponsiveness, because some people just become unresponsive altogether. I've seen people who were driving and then all of a sudden just stop moving. They're sitting in their car staring out the window, but they're not all there. You walk up to the window, knock on the window, and they just kind of look at you and keep looking forward. They're gone. They're completely unresponsive. They're either under the influence of some type of drug, or they have a mental problem or some other
health issue. In which case, you know, I would recommend not messing with the person in the vehicle in the scenario I gave, and just call the police or 911. Like I said, if you suspect anyone is experiencing an overdose, call 911 immediately and administer naloxone if you have it. Most people don't have this, so don't worry about it. It's not a big issue. It's best to just keep the person focused on you. Don't make them lose their mind. Don't say anything to trigger them. If they're not responding to anything and they're not doing anything, just keep an eye on them so that when the people who can do something get there, they can do what they need to do. Okay? Overall, synthetic and organic opioids are both powerful drugs. And, you know, they can have serious consequences if misused. And it's important to be aware of the risks and to take steps to protect yourself and your loved ones. Keep that in mind. Alright everybody, that's all I have for us today. Today's episode was about opioids, the general synopsis, an idea of what they are, and then that they are highly addictive and dangerous, but the more so the fact that there are both synthetic and natural or organic ones. And that the synthetic ones are not just dangerous, if not more dangerous, than the organic ones, but they're more readily available and cheaper and easier to get than the natural ones, making them just as, if not more, potent and effectively dangerous than anything else. Like I said before, if you ever catch anybody or see someone or suspect anybody of taking these drugs or being addicted to them or abusing them in any way, please seek help from a nearby healthcare professional or call 911 and let them handle it. Don't get involved if you can help it, unless, you know, in a way, there's someone that you know. But more importantly, you need to protect yourself. The last thing you need to do is be trying to help them yourself or trying to do something yourself, and you end up getting yourself addicted to the same drug by accident. And I say this because you're like, oh, I didn't ingest it, I didn't take it. But like I said before, some of these affect a person by simply just touching them. But we'll get more into that in the future. Stick around to next time, because on the next episode, we'll be talking about two well-known organic opioids, morphine and oxycodone, and then the follow-up episode we'll move into synthetic opioids like the infamous fentanyl. So more to hear, more to go. If you're loving what you hear, don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button. Leave a comment down below if you think I missed something or you have a topic suggestion that you would like for me to hit. Till next time, guys.